Welcome to the MSLA podcast. This is episode 988. There's like every day, there's lots to talk about. Maybe that's what, maybe that'll be what the new intro into this is. There's a lot to talk about because there always is a lot to talk about. You know, for those of you that are getting ready to head into the new year and you're just, you know, ready to handle things differently, I think one thing that we all need to look at, and it's not fun at first, but after a while, you're like, wow, this is actually very empowering, is that all those things where we're like, well, that's just the way that I am, really examine how those things are working for us in life. And in habit-based coaching and the precision nutrition coaching program, something PN likes to say is, how's that working for you? Like, this is a question to ask yourself on a regular basis. Just in all areas of your life. Like if you have something that you're doing, you have something that you're not doing, and you're just, you know, you're essentially just checking in with yourself. How's this working for me? Just ask yourself, how's that working for you? Right. So, and that, I think when we're talking about these things where we're just like, well, that's just the way that I am, you can always work through and change. And, you know, I do believe taking ownership for our life. And again, when we talk about this, you can't control every single thing in your life. But if you look at your life as a whole and say, I'm in control of this, it is very empowering. And it really, it just helps. I mean, it deals with, you know, if you feel like you're in control, that can help you also look at things and say, hey, you know what? Like, I need to take action on this because I'm in control. If you're taking action on things and then you're looking at it from the perspective of, I'm now taking action, so I am this, like, I'm a person that does this thing, then you're a person, like, you are that type of person, whether you are now a writer or you're a photographer or you're a podcaster or you're somebody that does all the active lifestyle, health and fitness stuff. And that gets you away from imposter syndrome. But it all starts with you taking ownership of your life. Because again, man, there's so much stuff that we actually do have control over. And some of it seems pretty indirect. But you know, this actually goes into another old saying that we hear a lot, right? Like, you know, all the work that I put in has prepared me for all the luck that I've had. And that basically just means if you're putting in the effort, when the luck finds you, you're ready. And sometimes luck is just the opportunity. You're going to have a ton of opportunities in life. We all have them. Some of them we take advantage of and we execute on. Some of them we're not prepared and we don't execute on them. And then when we do follow through on them, sometimes it works out well beyond what we thought was possible. Sometimes it doesn't really line up as much. And sometimes it's even better looking at an opportunity in retrospect and saying, oh, you know what? This wasn't what I thought it was all cracked up to be. But again, like when you're taking ownership of your life and you're looking for opportunity, you know, it tends to find you. Luck tends to find you again when you're taking ownership of your life. Did something a little bit. I'm playing around with using this video platform. So StreamYard is where I record all of my stuff, the podcast interviews, the live streams. I now have synced up to where when I do a live stream, it pushes out on all of the platforms, with the exception of TikTok, and there's an Instagram one, but the Instagram one's kind of wonky. But I'm using this now. I did something today where I basically was talking about the underlining message of Your Level Fitness, which, you know, from a fitness standpoint, I do want you to be comfortable in your own skin where you are right now, no matter what, like, and that definitely applies to health and fitness. But when it comes to the actual mechanics, I just want you to focus on the actions and efforts that you're putting in within your control. And really not look at the scale number or the body composition as the goal. And this is a foundation, like when you have this as your foundation, when it comes to health and fitness, where you're just doing the things, you're still tracking all of the things that folks look at for progress. You know, you're not only the scale number, but progress picks, measurements, things like that. But the emphasis is not on the scale number. It's just part of the information that you're collecting. And once you look at the weight number as the scale number as the byproduct and not the goal, it takes the pressure off. And, you know, I did an explanation video of this on TikTok today, and just experimenting with this live stream stuff, I was able to take that video recording, downloaded it from my phone, did the AirDrop thing from my phone to my laptop, put it in Canva so it was properly formatted, downloaded the video file, uploaded it as a live stream, and then posted it as a live stream. So if you saw me go live on the two YouTube accounts, the two Facebook accounts, then Twitch, which that's a new thing. I'm trying to get into Twitch as well. Basically, any place I can put these streaming videos, I'm going to. And that's in addition to the streaming videos that I put for YLF On Demand. So a lot of moving parts right now. I'm digging it. From everything I saw, the live stream went off without a hitch. It was a pre-recorded video. You can even see the TikTok watermark, which I know that's a no-no. But see, here's the interesting thing. Test that. Test that sometimes. If you put videos out on TikTok, test posting things with the TikTok watermark and then post things without it. Just see how it goes. Now, often I try to post things without having those post-published watermarks on them. But in this case, for some reason, I tried to save the draft file. Maybe it was because the video was 10 minutes long. It didn't save it initially. So I didn't have the draft file that I normally do. But I talk about all of this because I'm very excited as we're heading into 2024 and I'm getting back into posting content and doing content, and really, you got to be everywhere. I'm very excited about all things with YLF. I'm very excited with all the tie-ins to the stuff that is just, you know, my personal brand. And I'll tell you, you guys are going to hear a lot because I do have a lot of stuff that I'm working on, and it is, everything is geared towards getting you comfortable in your own skin. And, you know, that's what all of the messaging ties back to. And I'm going at it like business-wise, I'm full throttle on YLF. Those of you, especially if you worked in tech has been wild and crazy last couple of years. I was laid off in 2022. And then I was trying to figure out, was I going to go after a corporate marketing job? Was I going to do my own thing? And I wasn't really in a place where I was ready to jump all in. And YLF, I was doing some stuff here and there. I'd started the Men's Mental Health series. And then I ended up getting on with the agency I was working at. And I recently left that position because when I look at the landscape of everything for YLF, everything for some of the other marketing stuff that I talked about for you guys, it was time for me to, it was best for us to part ways with opportunity in the future where, you know, some things definitely could work out. So we'll see there, but it's, there's a lot going on. So you're going to hear about a lot going on as you're watching and listening to this podcast. And that's partly why the Almost Daily has gone back to this recording the day of format, so that this is an audio documentation. I talk about a lot of work stuff, and that's what YLF is, and all the marketing stuff. And I talk about personal stuff too. I have the layers that I disclose on here. I don't really go like, I'm very clear with what I share publicly, like social media and otherwise, but I do share, you know, what's going on in my life. You guys know about Heather. You guys, if you're following me on social media, you see the stuff that I post about her. And she's been, just the support that she's given me through all this stuff has been phenomenal. And, you know, there's a lot. And I know that there's a lot going on, but I'm very excited with everything with YLF because I feel like over everything that I've done over the last decade, and I've done it all, guys, like This started as the first thing I wanted to do in the health and fitness space was do an adaptive group fitness class for adults that have CP. And I did that. And then I started doing group fitness, folks that didn't have CP. I was doing group fitness there. And then I started doing personal training. And then my interest in hobbies in health and fitness is I was doing couch to 5K and then 10K walk, run, and running coaching. And then I got into the online coaching I mentioned Precision Nutrition, the habit-based platform, which I still think is the best platform. I've actually been going through PN personally for probably about 2 months now. Once I knew I was going to get back into the fitness space and that I was going to be offering that as one of the things with YLF, it's still the best program out there. If you the thing is, there's been a lot of other habit-based programs that have come up over the years, and there's like all these things where they customize it and all this. The program itself, if you're doing a habit-based program and it's something that has been tested, get into something that is structured and is not customizable. The program itself is not customizable. The interaction with the person that you're working with and how you are, working through things, it's all about the relationship you have with yourself. However you're doing the health and fitness stuff underneath all this, again, it comes back to you being comfortable in your own skin. That's where you need the variety. So if you're working with somebody one-on-one, that's where the individualization is. But I think we've gone way too far with customization. And I'll say that with PN because there are so many different variations of this program that they've come up with over the years to make it more individualized. I still, the standard program that they originally rolled out and the one that they were offering for years before they even allowed coaches and trainers to purchase the license, because that's what it is. I'm not an employee of PN. I purchased a license to use a habit-based coaching platform that is, from all accounts, I believe it's the one that you would get directly if you work for them. I think the mechanics of the program are the same. It's just white labeled for me. I talk about this because I want to be very transparent with you guys. With the stuff that I offer and the stuff that I do. But I've always believed in PN. Before I was certified through PN, that certificate, because so at my personal training certification that I've maintained, the PN certification, I keep my personal training certification. That's the only fitness certification that I keep up at this point. I do like the habit-based platform, but again, it's more about the experience that my clients have working through that with me. So I'm getting back into where I am doing some one-on-one coaching. I'm very excited about that because I started doing the online coaching, I want to say 2016, 2017. And I really did that I still had clients as late as 2023. I still had some earlier this year that I was still working with. But it's been over the course of it, I will say 80 clients, even though that might be a little bit low, but I mean, 80 people one-on-one. And when you guys talk to fitness, when you talk to the online coaches, see how many people they've actually worked with one-on-one. That's not putting people in like a Facebook group and saying, I'm doing group coaching. It's one-on-one's different because it's client work. And if you guys have ever worked in client work, you know the difference. But I mean, everything with YLF, and I've, got the on-demand platform, I've got, ShopYLF is shopylf.com is back up, or yourlevelfitness.shop, however you want to get there. But the merch and everything is back up. And, I'm back to doing this. I'm back to doing this because when I was doing just the coaching, I didn't have a solution for once people were successful with it. Like you would, if it was the point where you would go through the program, because I had some clients that went through the program and they were model clients, I didn't have anything for them afterwards because I wasn't really doing a lot of individualization at that point because I had started doing individualized everything. Like that's how you start in coaching and training. But then when I really got into the habit-based platform, I always would say that, eventually I want my clients to do things on their own, but I didn't have like a transition. We would have transition meetings. We would have transition calls for the weeks and even a couple of months leading up to like when things were going to be wrapped up. But I didn't have like, you're done with the habit-based platform. Let's go ahead and get you into transition you into something else and then gradually get you to where you're doing your own thing. And the other, and a large part of that is even if we didn't have like a transition plan, I didn't have enough content out there to reinforce the message of focusing on the habits, focusing on working with the relationship that you have with yourself. Like it's, I have over the last couple of years realized if I'm going to do this, I have to have, I mean, I have to be all over the place with tons of resources. So that's why you guys see the podcasts. You've got the Your Level Fitness podcast where folks are sharing their stories and experiences. Some of those are clients of mine. Most of them are not. But that's where you get to hear about folks, kind of what they're doing, and you can pick and choose and apply that to what you're doing. And then with the YLF philosophy, you've got the daily podcasts for YLF 365. And then you've got the How to Make It a Lifestyle podcast. In addition to the stuff that I talk about here, if you take the stuff that I talk about here, you put that underneath what you're doing, you can figure stuff out on your own. But then it was like, okay, you've got all these podcast episodes, because I have over 2,000 podcast episodes if you look at everything collectively. But how do you deliver that to somebody in bite-sized ways? So that's where the daily email has come through, which is part of YLF 365, which YLF 365 started as just the challenge, but now there's a bunch of daily resources to go to it. I know it's a lot of information. I know there's a lot of stuff. And when I talk about it all together, it is very overwhelming, but everything tied in with Your Level Fitness. And if you go to yourlevelfitness.com right now, you see a couple of different options. You can go directly to the email and you go directly to the podcast, and you can just start to get connected and start to see the information and start to use the resources. So I'm very excited about everything that is Your Level Fitness, but I'm, with the way work is and the fact that my background is in marketing and sales, and then I've got all this experience in the health and fitness space. Again, been certified since 2010, worked even before I was doing YLF. I worked at a gym here in college. And then I had all my personal experience that I've gone through with fitness and weight loss and all that. And what it really boils down to is I have very little guilt when it comes to food choices and when I choose to either do or not do a workout. I say very little because by default, I don't feel guilt around this stuff. It creeps in every so often. And I think if you're going to either work with a fitness professional or you're going to consume the content that a fitness professional has, it's really about how they approach this stuff, because you're going to like how they approach it, how I approach it, in this case, if we're talking about me, is going to rub off on you. And that's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping the stuff that I've developed on how my approach here, like my default, don't feel guilty, don't get anxious about this stuff, be able to focus on the actions, steps right in front of me, but also take a step back and look at the big picture and see what's really important here. I hope that's what you get out of all the content I put out, all the stuff that I do. So super stoked heading into 2024. We'll wrap up here today for this episode. Any thoughts that you have, definitely let me know. If you're watching on YouTube, drop it in the comments. Same with Spotify. Otherwise, you can hit me up on social media or wherever it is that you get in touch with me. Thank you as always for listening, and I'll talk to you again real soon.